This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Hey, Calvin, did you feel a heat wave?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly felt warmer, which is crazy to say when it's only, 15 degrees, not even?
Yeah, well, it's going to get to 25, man. 25... glorious degrees. Really excited about that. But anyway, hey, the gang's all here. What the heck do we care? What the heck do we care? Hey, the gang's all here. It's Wednesday, and that means we are joined once again by my good friend Robert Miranda Flack, Dr. Yana Lambertino, a co-founder of Campaign for Lead Free Water. It's great to have you back, my friend.
And Hello, Earl. Good morning.
And also Paul Swartz, also co-founder of the Campaign for Lead Free Water. How you guys doing?
Great.
How can you be doing great? There's somebody lurking in the White House. I don't know if we can ever say where
that feels good.
Oh, that's right. You guys live in DC.
That's right.
Yeah.
they're in the belly. They're in the belly of the beast. Yeah.
So Robert, a lot to talk about as always this morning. For those of you who aren't aware, that we do this every Wednesday, and it is a great I think one of the best things that we do here at the radio station at Civic Media is to have this timely information about your health and your family's health and why it's so important that we continue to do this. So, Robert, we got a lot to talk about this morning. Where you want to begin, my friend?
There are a few, we do have a lot to talk about. There are a few things that I want to talk about a little bit in regards to what's going on locally with our water and that whole issue with the lead pipes and all. And then piggyback a little bit on what my colleagues are going to want to address, and that is they're going to talk a little bit about what Trump is doing and the Congressional Review Act that is now being pursued, and what does that mean for our efforts in regards to lead and removal of lead pipes and lead in water. And hopefully what we will be able to do is get folks to be informed so that they can understand, know the nuances of what is taking place and begin to inform their neighbors and organize in their community so that we can get GTLO information out and everybody can come to GTLO and we could get them the information they need so that they can organize a good campaign in their communities to fight back, because that's a fight back is really needed. But before we go there, we'll go ahead and talk a little bit about this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article that was just recently released regarding the number of water main breaks that have taken place in Milwaukee in the month of January. The article talks about that in the month of January, 50 or more water main breaks have occurred. Now, why this is important is because if you recall back in 2015, that's the year we started this effort before anybody in the community started this matter. We began this effort to expose the hazards and the toxins that are being released in our water caused by lead pipes. And one of the foundation of why we pushed this issue is because back in 2014, the city of Milwaukee in that year experienced historic water main breaks. And former Alderman Joe Davis, who ran for mayor that year and took the fight into 2015, we then started to see the correlation between these historic water main breaks and the beginning of the rise of blood lead poisoning in the community. And that rise in blood lead poisoning began in late 2015 and really peaked around 2017, a couple of years after that water main break. So there was a link that we saw that showed that when water main breaks occur, there was a link that we saw that showed it can impact lead poisoning in our community. And so we got the open records request from the health department to basically see if our theory was right. And lo and behold, compared to years prior, the level of lead blood poisoning reported was not as high, but after the matter main breaks issue and the years subsequent to that, the number of blood lead level cases rose significantly. And so we knew there was a link and a tie that needed to show that we need to do something about these lead pipes. And, you know, in this case, this report, we felt and we feel was very lacking. Now, before I move on, I want to say that where we were 10 years ago with the Milwaukee Water Works is nowhere where we are today. There is a lot more cooperation. There is a lot of attempt to communicate. I have to give a shout out to the superintendent of Milwaukee Water Works for being as transparent as he can be. But I also have to say that the information still being put out by the health department and the water works is not sufficient, is not the kind of information the public needs to take the kind of precautionary measures they need to take to protect their families from lead poisoning caused by these lead pipes. And the example of that is Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's article was lacking in informing the community on the proper methods of protecting themselves and mainly focusing on not mentioning anything about using filters. That the filters during these kinds of episodes in an area of the community experiencing water main breaks is paramount to making sure that families are safe from lead poisoning. The other part of the article talks about what areas that have been
impacted,
but doesn't really talk about what that means in regards to the whole of the community. And this morning, Superintendent Pauly of the Milwaukee Water Works did respond to an email that I sent them last night. And my concern about his response basically, again, reflects that. And that is when he talks about impacted communities, my concern is, okay, well, who do you define as impacted communities? Are you talking about a small segment of the community, or are you talking more of in general or broader segment of the community? Because if you're just talking about a small segment of the community, are you just talking about people who have lead pipes, or are you just talking about, or are you talking about people who not only have lead pipes but people who do not have lead pipes? Because these water main breaks impacts the entire community. And so, you know, when we talk about these water main breaks, we have to be certain that the public is getting as much information that they need in order to protect themselves from this toxin in the water system.
So 855-752-4842 if you're just joining us. It's Wednesday, so that means we're joined by co-founders of Campaign for Lead-Free Water, Paul Swartz and Dr. Yana Lambertino, along with Robert Miranda of Fresh Water for Life. Let me pose this question, Robert. You know, when you start getting these kinds of responses back immediately, that is kind of a sign that they're starting to pay a little attention. I mean, if it's incremental at best, it at least shows that they're starting to pay attention to the noise that is being made. Is it safe to say that?
Definitely. There are more people now out there than when we first started moving on this issue 10 years ago. There are more people now out there that are aware of this. So, you know, to basically ignore questions or basically ignore inquiries by members of the community in regards to some of these issues that are serious and that are a matter of public health, I think they've learned from 10 years ago that would be a mistake, especially where it comes with the GTLO. The GTLO is not just going to be ignored, and we have proven that before. We are going to press, and we will press to City Hall the way we have done in the past to make them pay attention to the concerns of the community. So I'd rather we communicate, and I'd rather we try to do this in a way that would give us the opportunity to come to some kind of understanding and work out the details that are needed to improve things. But to ignore the community and to just shy away from any questions or ignore any questions, that would be a very bad mistake on their part.
So 855-752-4842, we're going to be talking about, you know, the transition of Donald Trump as the now commander-in-chief and conversations about, you know, him, you know, doing away or moving infrastructure dollars that have been earmarked by former President Joe Biden that is really, you know, can complicate what we're talking about in having the lead removed from local areas and, you know, without the resources, it's going to be even more difficult. We'll talk about that. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. I am joined once again by Dr. Yana Lambertino and Paul Swartz, co-founders of Campaign for Lead-Free Water, and my good friend Robert Miranda Flack. Trump kicks off potentially messy fight over Biden's infrastructure money. One of Trump's executive orders could imperil billions in funding for projects that states have already begun working on, some experts say. An executive order by President Donald Trump requiring agencies to stop paying money for two mammoth Biden-era laws could bring a wide range of infrastructure, transportation, and energy projects to a halt, including those already delivering jobs to many states. Dr. Lambert-Bardino, your thoughts on whether or not this could impact everything that, you know, you've been fighting for, and the fact that former President Joe Biden, who issued dollars already to address this issue. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, Earl, unfortunately, I do think that this can impact the Biden initiative for full lead service line replacement within 10 years in the vast majority of communities across the country, which is disturbing, it's alarming, and I think it exposes that we are entering a chapter in American politics that once again puts in the back burner the interests of the people and the public good. The one thing that I would like to say in connection to your conversation with my colleague Robert Miranda a few minutes ago is that we have seen historically from the water utility industry and the larger world, water world, that has been addressing or pretending maybe to address the problem of lead in drinking water, a tendency to want to limit the problem to maybe only a few groups. It's just those who have a lead service line. It's just those who live in that community. It's just those who this, those who that. And to also have a fundamental aversion to working together with affected communities. And I think that this is a problem that has been central to the ongoing lead in water contamination across the country. And it's also a problem that I think poses as much of a, it undermines the water utility industry and water utilities' mission to provide safe water as much as it undermines public health. And I was just very glad to hear about the Milwaukee Water Works quick response to Robert. And I do think that the solution here is that we join together communities and water utilities to address this problem in a scientifically centered and public health centered way. And that this is especially important at a time when clearly, I think we're going to have an administration that is not going to be friendly to initiatives that protect public health.
Paul?
Yeah, so, I mean, I want to amplify a couple of things. One is that the work of Get the Lead Out in Milwaukee and Freshwater for Life Action Coalition is really central to lift up the voices of people in the community into the policy debates and into how things are implemented in the community. We need more collaboration with communities around the Wisconsin and the country to do this. Really what we're facing is an existential threat as the balance of power between the legislative branch, which set in motion the programs for the bipartisan infrastructure law, the American Rescue Plan, the Inflation Reduction Act, all of which are putting money out into our communities to deal with the lead and water issue, being usurped by an executive that's abusing laws like the Congressional Review Act that allows them to take initiatives in the last couple months of the Biden administration, freeze them and undo them, and maybe not even allow in the future any undoing of the undoing. So this is a really existential threat. We could have a real diminution of imperfect but important laws like the lead and copper rule, which water utilities have to comply with. And if you don't have the law, it's harder to go ask for the money because there's no mandate to do the activity.
855-752-4842 is the number. Again, once again, we're joined by Dr. Yana Lambertino and Paul Schwartz, of co-founders of Campaign for Get the Lead Out, Robert Miranda of FLAC. And we're going to continue the conversation on the Earl Ingram Show. Jump back, back and call. But you won't need no harem, honey, when I'm by your side. And you won't need no camel, no, no, when I take you for a ride. Come on, Candace is our friend. He'll point down the way. Shadows painting our faces and traces, a romance in our heads. Oh, come on, come on. Oh, come on. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. Walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday, so that means I'm joined by Dr. Yana Lambertino and Paul Schwartz, of their co-founders of Campaign for Lead-Free Water, and Robert Miranda of Get the Lead Out. Robert, before I want to read this quickly. The language in question in one of dozens of orders Trump issued on his first day in office commands agencies to immediately pause the disbursement of funds under former President Joe Biden's 2021 infrastructure law and his 2022 climate structure. That wording could imperil billions of dollars in funding for projects that states have already begun working on. Some lawmakers and policy experts said Tuesday, for everything from roads and bridges to broadband and withstanding the effects of climate change. This is a serious affront. And I guess you guys can certainly tell us what people should do and what they should expect. I mean, I see the work going on, Robert, in my community, where they're doing this, and they've been doing it in blocks by block. I've never seen the movement like I'm seeing now, Robert, in all the years. But that's because of the infrastructure money. Robert, go ahead.
Yes, it is because of the infrastructure money, and it is because, you know, there was an administration that understood the need to remove these toxic pipes because of how it impacts public health. But then on the flip side, on the other side of the coin is an administration who relies on putting out misinformation and misleading information and opposition to that agenda. And in the case of lead pipes and lead in water, it's the American Water Works Association, the AWWA, who is currently now suing the EPA to basically stop the effort to remove lead pipes in the mandated efforts by the past administration within 10 years or less, and is basically providing the fuel that the Trump administration needs in order to justify its agenda to impact negatively the infrastructure law, where the provisions that pertain specifically to lead pipe and lead and water issues would be negatively impacted. And so the AWWA has been a thorn in the efforts to eradicate our communities from this scourge in our water supply, and continues to play that role to this day. And more and more of our community needs to know who the players are that are affecting negatively their lives, so that we can understand the political dynamics of how to fight back against these egregious campaigns that are not designed to improve life, stabilize communities, but are just basically designed to enhance profitability for private sector forces that see, in this case, water as a commodity to be controlled and sold to the public rather than the life-giving nutrient that it is, the supply of water that is for the public.
Dr. Lambertini, you know, when you look at this and all the fighting that you guys have been doing in progress, you certainly don't allow this to stop you from moving forward. You can't allow this to impede. What's the plan? I mean, how do you proceed staring, you know, this Goliath in the face?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question, Earl. Of course, none of what's going on in the White House right now is going to impede our work and advocacy and activism on this issue. In fact, what's going on in the White House at the moment and politically across the country is all the more reason to reinforce our efforts with additional and even stronger and more forceful actions and more people from communities all across the country. It's important, I think, for people to know that the context of this specific issue that we're talking about here today, which is lead in drinking water, is one in which the people of this country have been victimized for over a century with lead-bearing plumbing, and then for 30-plus years with a federal regulation that has protected water utility interests more than the interests of the people and of public health. The Biden mandate for lead service line replacement was a partially funded mandate, as we all know. The federal government did not offer all the funds needed to replace all these lines, which some water utilities around the country were going to really, because of this underfunded mandate, turn to the very victims of this contaminant, who have been hoodwinked for decades, and turn to them to demand that they pay out of pocket for part of these lead service line replacements. So rather than moving in the direction of a new White House that actually fully funds the full replacement of lead service lines across the country, we are now moving in a direction of possibly even taking away the partial funding of the Biden administration. So this is the time to convince Congress that they need to stand by this important regulation of Biden and actually reinforce it and support it. As we know, there's economic benefits to addressing this issue. Mitigating lead from drinking water would actually save more than $8 billion a year in health benefits and at least $2 billion more in infrastructure costs. This is a benefit to cost ratio of 35 to 1. So it's important that members of Congress understand this, and it's important that we support mayors and water utilities across the country that are already starting to do the right thing and are committed to doing the right thing.
If you're just joining us, I'm joined by Robert Miranda of Fresh Water for Life, FLAC, here in Milwaukee, Dr. Yana Lambertino, co-founder of Campaign for Lead-Free Water, along with Paul Swartz, also co-founder for Lead-Free Water. So Paul, in the face of this, and, you know, people who are just starting to just get this life-saving information that we're working to bring to them, people who live in rural areas, how do they respond? How do you begin to respond to this, Paul? You know, it's not like we can get on national television and challenge. There's so many other things that people are looking at. Where does the lead get the lead out, you know, on that list of things that are going to be upended? You know, how do we make sure that this doesn't get lost in the shuffle?
Well, thank you for that observation, Earl, that there's a lot at stake for a lot of people in a number of different directions, and it's going to be hard to break through the noise of the slew of backsliding and the slew of regressive movement by the Trump administration. But on this one, what's going on, as my colleague Yana Lambertino said, is that there's a bill that's been introduced by Gary Palmer, a Republican congressman from Alabama, to have a resolution pass in the House of Representatives that would roll back the imperfect but better lead and copper rule, and open up, look at the funding as well. And so what we need to do, because the House is so narrowly controlled by the Republican Party, is look at the overlap with the committee that this is in, which is called the Energy and Commerce Committee, and get water utilities that probably want to get the lead service lines out, right? They don't want to stop the progress, and mayors who may have been reluctant to talk about this or say the right thing, but still want that, like the mayor of Milwaukee and the Milwaukee Water Works and others of their colleagues around the country, to put pressure on some critical members of Congress. We just need to get two or three Republicans. So folks in the rural areas of Wisconsin and other places have an outside role to play in saying, we don't want these pipes in our communities either, and that they're harming us as well. And so I think mobilizing those folks to peel off a couple of folks could just stop this in its tracks.
You know, Robert.
Just to
go ahead, Robert.
Just to dovetail on what Paul just said, and clearly what needs to also happen is at the grassroots level, the people need to be given the information. People need to be given information like what Dr. Yana Lambertino just said in regards to the cost ratio, in regards to the savings, because that is one of the primary arguments of the American Water Works Association, American Water Works Association, AWA. And that is that this costs too much. And usually when they bring that up, that starts getting people to reconsider things. But in fact, the cost issue is really not an issue. It's just a way of trying to get the public to basically not be as active in their advocacy as they should be in order to neutralize grassroots community organizing from being effective. The more the people understand these dynamics, the better off we are going to be in organizing these efforts to basically shut down any of the opposition's misinformation that they're releasing into the public.
You know, Robert, here in our state and throughout the civic media listening, you know, sphere, it clearly trying to mobilize and get information to all of these different people who can then bring that pressure on their elected officials is a key to part of this, right?
It's very much a key to part of this. And for us to be of service to the public to get to that, I would ask folks to contact to get the Let Out Coalition. Go to our website, get the Let Out Coalition. We have a webpage. Send us an email through that and ask, you know, hey, how can we be a part of what you're doing? How can we provide the information to you? Email us at the website, get the Let Out Coalition, and we will definitely get information to you so you can get that disseminated to your neighbors, disseminated to your community, and fight back with science-based information, real information that counters the misinformation by organizations like AWWA.
We're going to also give you an opportunity to get the information from, you know, Campaign for Lead-Free Water. We'd be remiss if we didn't give that information to you. We'll do that after. 855-752-4842 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how you lie? All I need is my brother.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. And as Joe Crocker said, I can get by with a little help from my friends. You know, this is, once again, you know, I'm joined by Dr. Yana Lambardino and Paul Swartz, Campaign for Lead-Free Water, along with Robert Miranda. And guys, Dr. Yana, in the face of what seems insurmountable odds, you know, all of us individually need to fight this battle. And so all of the people in our listening audience across the state who may feel that this is more than they can bear, they can certainly reach out to you guys. What is the website and what would you say to people? This is the final nail in the coffin they're willing to give up. What do you say to that?
Well, our website is campaignforleadfreewater.org. And certainly people can also feel free to reach out to us. But I think that in addition to mobilizing, reaching out to Robert Miranda and GTLO and FLAC for public mobilization and activism, the one thing, and I think this is kind of the refrain from every one of our conversations with you, Earl, is that the immediate use of lead certified point of use filters is just so important, because the use of lead certified point of use filters, and we're talking about filters that have two certifications, NSF 42 and NSF 53, is an immediate way to effectively reduce significantly, if not eliminate, lead from tap water. People should be using these filters routinely when they draw water to drink or cook. And certainly parents and teachers, administrators should make sure that these filters are installed and used in all schools. So that's the immediate, I think, action for people to take. And I wanted to turn this over to Paul, because I think you had some thoughts also about the larger picture of this.
Yeah, so in addition to the health protective measures that people can take today, obviously it's a political and policy fight that we're in, and we need to enlist the listeners here in that fight and get the information. One thing about the water utility industry is that they're not always all quite in alignment. And there's an association of the big metropolitan water agencies called the Association of Metropolitan Water Agencies, like Milwaukee and here in DC, DC Water, Milwaukee Water Works, that have been really looking for more funding from state and federal sources. That might seem like a big lift, but I think getting together with those water utilities who are saying, we're on the task and we need public support to do this is really, really important. And so, you know, people understanding that all of this is at risk, we should be getting a little help from our friends in Milwaukee Water Works and in their sister agencies, small and large, around the state of Wisconsin and nationally. And I think people having some dialogue with those agencies, the right thing, and to support this request for funding could be really helpful.
You know, Robert, as we progress in this new year, we just want to let people know that we've got some great news that'll be forthcoming real soon about what we're doing. And so, Robert, what do you want to say as we get ready to wind up for this morning show?
Well, again, it's very important for us to be in tune with what's taking place when it matters to lead pipes and lead and water. We have to be up to date on the information on this, because information is going to be key. And for us to understand the dynamics of what's going on is going to be key for effective advocacy. And once we identify who our opposition forces are, we have to let the public know. These folks are not acting in the best interest of your family or of the community. And for information to come from those kinds of organizations is information that must be exposed. And the information that we get from peer-reviewed science is the information we want to put forward to move this action and move this advocacy forward effectively.
All right, guys, thank you. Looking forward to seeing you again next week and continuing this, to me, life-saving information that we're going to be bringing to the audience. So I want to let everybody know up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Trump priorities pose stark contrast to Martin Luther King's vision of equality and opportunity for all people. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.